Having wrapped up the Premier's plate, Sydney FC must now concentrate on keeping its form over the last 3 weeks of the regular season leading into the finals. There is a chance to make history for the most points ever won in the regular season. Graham Arnold's team is now targeting the Brisbane Roar's all-time mark of 65 points in an 11-team competition when it plays at home against Melbourne City. Arnold says his side is more than capable of getting the 7 points it needs to go past that mark in three fewer games.
You know, we've got history to chase. We're in a good position at the moment to move forward, and the players are in great spirits. Obviously, Danny's back and Ryan Grant are back, and we're looking forward to the game.
For Sydney's crosstown rivals, the Western Sydney Wanderers, the objective in Saturday night's game against the Newcastle Jets is to maintain their recent momentum. The Wanderers won back-to-back games for the first time this season, with a victory last weekend against Melbourne City. Goalkeeper coach Zirko Kalat says he has never been in any doubt the club's form would come together.
We believe in what we're doing here at the club, and you know, we're getting the benefits of the last 2-3 weeks. It's starting to turn around for us. We've played some good football all year. We probably just haven't taken our chances. Last couple of weeks, you know, we've scored 9 goals in 3 games that we've played. So once the goals go in, the music changes.
SBS Viceland has coverage of the A-League tonight, with Adelaide United taking on the Perth Glory from 7:30pm in the East. In AFL action tonight, the Sydney Swans will be looking to bounce back after suffering an upset loss in their opening match of the season. But it will not be easy, with the Swans up against the reigning premiers, the Western Bulldogs, who handed Collingwood a 14-point defeat last weekend. On Sunday, Carlton takes on Melbourne, which is flying high after downing St Kilda by 30 points in round one. Carlton is a developing side, which will rely on young guns such as Jacob Wietering. He finished third on the Rising Star list last season and says he's enjoying the start to the season despite losing to Richmond last weekend. He only found out he was playing as a forward minutes before the game. Wietering says the team is in good shape despite the loss.
I think as a team we're very comfortable. Obviously on the day we'll play our role, and obviously, wherever we're put on the ground, we'll try and do our best. So for me, if that's down forward or if it's down back, I'll just do my best there.
In National Rugby League action tonight, the ladder-leading Sydney Roosters are hoping to extend their winning streak to 5 matches when they take on the Manly Sea Eagles. Manly coach Trent Barrett says he believes his halfback Daly Cherry Evans is in some of the best form of his career. Barrett attributes it to a settled lineup around him.
Last couple of weeks has been the best he's played in my time here. As a halfback, you need a lot of things going well around you. He's got the luxury now of some stability at hooker, at halfback and at fullback, and that's something he didn't have for the whole of last year.
And in football's English Premier League, Arsenal takes on Manchester City in the early hours of Monday morning in one of the key matches of the round. But before then, on Saturday night, SBS has live coverage of the Merseyside derby between Liverpool and Everton from 10pm. And derbies are the order of the day in netball action this weekend. The ladder-leading Sydney Giants visit the New South Wales Swifts on Saturday, and the second-placed Sunshine Coast Lightning welcome the Queensland Firebirds on Sunday. Finally, both the men's and women's finals of the Miami Open Tennis are set for Sunday and Monday.